This is WMUK 102.1 FM, music, NPR, local arts, and more from Western Michigan University, 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. And I have three guests settling in here in Studio A at WMUK to talk about this Saturday's Stallburg International String Competition. I'd like to welcome Margaret Hamilton, Renata Knifick, and Chris Shook. Thanks for coming in.
Hello.
Thank you.
Well, Margaret, you're on the hot seat now because you have taken the position as executive director of the Stallburg International String Competition, about a month ago?
Well, I began work at the beginning of May, and I'm working with the current executive director, Alisa Carroll. Okay. She'll serve as executive director through the competition through the end of May. Then come June 1st, that's when the title and the responsibilities are officially mine.
So what have you been learning about the festival that you didn't already know as a resident of Kalamazoo, interested in the music scene here? Yeah.
I think one of the many things that is so impressive about the Stallburg is all of the different factions of the community that come together to make it possible. In addition to Alisa's work as executive director, there's huge support from a very active board, lots of volunteers, and then a tremendous number of community partners, starting with Western Michigan University School of Music, where the competition events are hosted, Kalamazoo Symphony, the Junior Symphony, the Kalamazoo Bach Festival. I'm afraid I'm leaving somebody out.
Grand Rapids Symphony.
It really is a very, very symbiotic process, and it brings together, all of the best of what our community has to offer, both the professionals and the volunteers. So it's an exciting endeavor.
Do you happen to know which year we're in with the Stallburg competition? This goes back to 70s?
It was, the first competition was in 1975, and I believe this is the 38th year, because I know we're looking forward to the 40th anniversary in a couple of years. So really, the competition is one of the oldest competitions, from what I understand.
Now, you're a horn player.
I am indeed a brass player, but the string community has been very good to me. And luckily, we have lots of expertise in our community. Chief among those experts right here with us today, Renata Artman Knifick from Western School of Music.
Renata, maybe you can address the timing of the Stallburg, which is the day of the competition has changed over the years from sort of midwinter to May now, and that decision was made a couple years ago. Maybe you can talk about that?
Yes, of course. Biggest problem, in I would imagine, it's very hard to find ideal date. And being in Michigan, there were always issues with weather around that time. And since our contestants come from all over the world, the issues, there were predictable snowstorms in March that got attention. Our attention, because there were more problems that usually should be with the date of competition. So I guess May is our next try, and hopefully this date will be there are always advantages and disadvantages to any date you're going to choose. The disadvantage may be that Western and School of Music is no longer in session. And I think that was advantage to us. But in other hand, we were risking much less of problems, travel problems and others. Also, you have to make sure that you're not going against graduations, because those young people are not against any other competitions that they might, you're trying to find a perfect date for everyone, So hopefully this date will. The second year of this May date, and we take poll after a few years and see if there that's the one, So, yes. Chris, you might want to speak to that too.
Yes, I think the May date, all of the things that Renata says are true. We escape the bad weather, but we lose out on the not having the wonderful students at the School of Music here. However, it also makes the hall somewhat free and allows for other things. So, as Renata said, there are pros and cons. We'll eventually make that decision if that's going to work or not. But right now, we think it is. And
Chris, would you describe the day from the beginning to the end on Saturday?
Well, it's very, very exciting. I always say there's a real wow factor here with these young players that come in here playing like Renata or playing like, you know, 40, 50-year-olds and also doing pieces that not too many years ago could not be played by people of that age. I think this is a newer movement, if you will, that all of these young people are really energetically attacking these pieces. And but to get to the day, it starts at 9 a.m. and is all of the semi-finalists performing for the judges. That's free, by the way, to the public, open to the public, at the Dalton Recital Hall on Western's campus. So it's a very exciting thing. And you don't have to stay the whole day. You may come. You may choose the semifinalists you want to hear or the four or five semifinalists you wish to hear. And going and coming is allowed. So
there's a sort of a half-hour schedule, right? That's about right for a semifinalist to perform a piece they prepared with the accompanist, and then a mandatory piece by Bach, yes. Which I imagine was something Julius would have started at the very beginning, a piece of Bach.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Basically, 12, I mean, the 12 that finalists that come are selected out of way over 100 people that do apply to Stolberg, but there are prelims before, behind the scenes, before the actual competition happen. So those are already winners. There are 12 in my book. There are 12 winners that are wonderful young musicians and players with incredible selection of great teachers from this country and others. And they each get half an hour to present their work. And there are three prize. Then we go to negotiations and judges. There are usually three judges, and there are judges with amazing backgrounds too, as pedagogues and performers. And of course, there's usually cellists, violists, and violinists, or conductor, someone that would represent wider a string representation. So then we go to finals in the evening when six finalists are chosen. And of course, there are a wonderful three prizes that at the very end, but I do believe all 12 are winners in themselves just to make this far, because competition is tough. And we have also Bach Prize, which is and there is also, I don't know if we're going to continue, but last year there was audience favorite prize, right. which is I think is great. I was always for that. So audience gets their pick, you know. They might listen in very intently and want someone to be recognized out of 12.
I hear that the Audience Appreciation Award,
yes,
it's awarded just after the semifinalists, yes, play. So yes, it's sort of a preview award in a way.
Preview award. Sometimes it might maybe one of the finalists, yeah, not necessarily. So it's a really great thing. And of course, in the evening, you hear six finalists. They may choose to play different part of their repertoire of the concerto. Mm-hmm. It's in finals. And of course, then the awards. And it's kind of, again, like Margaret said, the collaboration, all the three winners collaborate with our musicians here, Kalamazoo Symphony, Junior Symphony, and Western Michigan Symphony, which is, I think it's just terrific that we can, this is such a rich area with musicians. So,
well, for anyone interested in details on Saturday's competition, you can find them online at stulberg.org, and that's spelled S-T-U-L-B-E-R-G, stulberg.org. Well, I'd like to put some names to these semifinalists and learn a little more about what we can expect, but I'd like to take a musical break now and listen to one of the recordings, a recording by one of the judges this year, Suvin Kim, who's phenomenal. This is from his recording of the fiendishly difficult Paganini Caprices, and we'll hear the famous quasi presto theme and variations. That was Suvin Kim, who's a wonderful violinist, and this Saturday and Sunday he'll be participating in the Stulberg International String Competition. He's judging the competition on Saturday, and he'll be one of the three judges who will sort of turn around and wear their masterclass hats and teach students from around the area in masterclasses on Sunday. If you've just tuned in, I have three guests here this morning. Margaret Hamilton, who is the incoming director of the Stulberg International String Competition, professor of violin at WMU, Renata Knifik, and board member Chris Shook. And Margaret, back to you about the day on Saturday. We've been describing a sort of a long day of semifinals, but one of the aspects is you can pick and choose and make it fit your schedule.
Exactly. And I think, I hope that people feel free to do so, especially during the daytime semifinals. Each semifinalist plays on the half hour, so you'll hear a different musician between the hours of 9 and 3:30 throughout the day. There is a one-hour lunch break at noon, and it's a wonderful chance to come, take part. As we said a little bit earlier, if you can only stay for one or two performers, that's fine. If you want to make a day of it, that would be really exciting. And then, of course, we hope people come back for the evening finals. Out of that field of 12 semifinalists who've performed throughout the day, six finalists will be chosen, and they will play in the evening performance. The evening concert is ticketed, and as you already said, there's information available at our website, stulberg.org. And then, of course, at the end of that evening, they will choose the three medalists, the gold, the silver, and the bronze medalists, who not only will win cash prizes, but will win the opportunity to come back and perform with the Kalamazoo Symphony, the Western Michigan University Orchestra, and then the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony. And of course, these finalists or the medalists also come back during the year for other performances. The Stulberg is active throughout the year. And in addition to their formal recitals throughout the year, they also participate in outreach activities that they're performing for some of our other partners in the community that might include the Heritage Community, Friendship Village, Kalamazoo Kids in Tune, you know, and people of all ages get to experience what these young people have to offer.
Well, let's have a look at the list of semifinalists. Put some names to these wonderful young performers and where they're from and where they're currently studying. Give us the name of a few here.
Okay. Well, I hope that my accents won't offend anybody, but we do have 12 people. They're coming from as far away as China, from California, from New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Indiana, Illinois. Just starting from the top, we have Joshua Burka, an 18-year-old violinist from the Chicago area. We have Jungmin Choi, a 19-year-old violinist who hails from South Korea, but she's currently studying at the Curtis Institute of Music. And then the person who wins the distance award, Wan Du. Wan just arrived last night from China, and she's here getting acclimated in Kalamazoo. Wan is a violinist who studies at the Shanghai Conservatory there.
And she's staying with a host family.
She is staying with a host family. Wan and her teacher are here in Kalamazoo.
Yes. In fact, I hope to have a dinner tonight and Hunan Gardens. try to welcome them and
yes.
Meet with them. So
it must be such a long way to go.
Yes, yes. So it's wonderful that we are actually stretching that far now
yeah.
and getting young people to mix in with our own national prize winners.
Right. So. Renata spoke earlier about the number of applicants. There were over 130 students who applied. So when she talks about these 12 semifinalists being winners, she's absolutely right. You know, more than one in, fewer than one in 10 were chosen for this competition.
Truly the cream of the crop, because they all can play. And they all play very well. And it's a very difficult job for the judges and the screeners.
But you're out of luck if you're 21.
Yes. As of right now, yes. The competition is for musicians who are age 20 and under. This year, all of our competitors fall between the age range of 15 and 20, although I understand that one of the applicants was as young as 11 years old this year.
Wow.
Yeah. And they all have, like, when I hope people will attend to read the program with their resumes, they all come from already being success story in as far as like winning competitions, being very engaged in the music world already at such a young age. So it's really remarkable. You're going to hear quite accomplished. They're very young, but very, very accomplished and very dedicated.
I'm with Chris on this, because I've attended several years of the competition, and during the finals, I almost look for a wrong note. I'm like, oh, I can't imagine what the judges are going through, because they have taken the music to such a high level that they just must be very, very minor shadings of distinction at that point. It must be
tough. And at that point is a choice. I mean, everyone is trying to be objective and look into, but competition is that moment, and that, like, we all go to concerts in that moment of inspiration. Someone touches us in certain way, you know, with their performance at that point. So, but throughout the day, one will hear the most accomplished young musicians and great music making.
Violists always have a bit of an underdog stereotype cast on them, and it's nice to see that several violists have prevailed in this competition.
Yes,
we do have two violists among our semifinalists today. One of them is actually a returning competitor, Leah Ferguson. She will be one of our viola competitors. And our other violist is, pardon me, I misspoke, the young woman from China, Wan Du. I called her a violinist violist.
That's excellent, excellent. Yes. And last year's winner was Austin Huntington, who is a cellist. We mentioned Suvin Kim, but I don't think I asked about the other two judges who are coming to the Stolberg.
Richard Aaron, wonderful cellist and renowned pedagogue, now teaching in University of Michigan and Juilliard, and he used to teach in Cleveland Institute, and I worked with him at Encore School for Strings years ago. It's really renowned for his contributions with young players, great young players. And so Richard would be here, and Victoria Chang. This is to represent artist faculty from Peabody Conservatory. So it's great, recording artist and violin viola performer and well-established musician in United States and abroad. And, of course, Suvin Kim.
Now, you've worked with Suvin.
Yes, I had pleasure to work with Suvin. Merlin Trio and Suvin collaborate quite a few times, and we make him a violist for the evening. And I must say, to see him come and judge, he's most wonderful pedagogue now, and also such an inspiring player and wonderful man. You know,
so. On finals night and during the day, you see the back of the judges' heads for the whole day. Basically, they don't interact. They have to maintain objectivity. It's the next day that allows some interaction to see the kind of spark they have.
And that's another competition, like.
Right. I mean, it's another very exciting aspect of what goes on this weekend, the master classes that happen on Sunday afternoon. And again, these are events that are free. They are open to the public. And this time, our panel of judges will be working with area students. So I hope that many people from the area will come out and attend a master class. And I have to say, I think too many people think, oh, master classes, they're just for, you know, musicians, people who really understand at a high level. A masterclass is for everyone. That's some of the most exciting music making and some of the great teaching to be observed there. And I guarantee that anybody who comes out will hear something different at the end of the 30-minute lesson than they heard at the beginning of it all. And I hope that people will take advantage of that. We'll be running three rooms of masterclasses, so each of the judges will be working with area violinists, violists, or cellists. Those performances, too, happen on the half hour. The classes go on the half hour, so another chance to come and go and hear a lot of different things on a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you've got lots of stuff to do in the weekends, and you'll be running around and maybe out in the garden and stuff, and yeah. It's just nice to have a cool place to sit and watch this interaction between teacher and student and how they gently suggest ways to make music blossom, if I can continue the metaphor.
Yeah. And also, it is all string-driven. It's a string competition. But I do believe concerts and master classes, you can learn so much. You do not need to be a string player to attend.
Exactly.
And benefit so much from interaction. Teacher-student interaction, how to a whole presentation of music and way to interact between and make something blossom, as you said. It doesn't
the
really
musicality,
yeah. And
comes
it, some technical issues, maybe some others will occur, you know, in relations to string instruments. However, I think that all instruments are related and how we approach them physically and mentally. And so I really think is good, sometimes actually most revealing to go to classes that I love going to, non-string classes. I learn so much. We all breathe. We all were made in the same, kind of basically same way. So I think it's really, I hope that people don't see it as a only string related. It's a great event, period.
Right. What I remember is there's not a lot of technical talk because the students have prepared so well that you can talk now about interpretation and what the composer might have meant and then how to bring that out. And that is something anyone can follow.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
That's wonderful. Having known the namesake, Julia Stolberg, personally, I must say he would have been very proud of what the competition has come to. And I know that his family is still involved. And Renata, you may wish to say a few words about that.
Well, Julius Stolberg was actually, I'm now sort of doing the same job as Julius did when he came here. He was violin professor and conductor of the Junior Symphony here. Very involved. Of course, the other aspect, his parents came from Poland, so I think we have a lot in common. Not only pedagogue, performer, and very involved with young people's life here, musical life, and also at Western, being violin professor. His family, after Julia's pass, his family decided to keep the memory and also keep his spirit alive, how much he cared for young players and young not just string players, but not just string players, because he was conducting Junior Symphony, which again involved everybody. Mm. However, since he was violin and violin professor, it became this great idea family had to start a competition here in town.
Yes, to honor him and Mrs. Stolberg.
And Mrs. Well. Stolberg. So it started from a conversation, one night a conversation, and the whole family participated. As long as I've been involved in board and meetings, the family is very attached, very involved. They're always are here, as many as can come for the event. They're all personally involved and supportive of this competition. So.
This competition meets a very specific need for the younger players.
It's very unusual.
The famous competition, like the Tchaikovsky competition, that's open to adults. Maybe up till they're 30-something.
Yes.
I'm not sure, but
there are very few of that for that age group, and it's really sometimes we see it as this local competition. It's a renowned and treasured competition all around United States, and now hopefully abroad too. I really would love to see 1,000 applicants because this competition deserves this. Very important that it is very unusual for the age group, and it's level too. And if you go through people that won that competition, who they became, you know, it's fantastic to see who actually came through here as teenager, and they are now doing, you know, Cheryl Staples, concertmaster of New York Phil. I mean, you can just run down incredible number. Josh Bell just goes on and on. List goes on and on.
Margaret, would you mind going back to the list of semifinalists so we can hear a few more of these wonderful individuals traveling from afar? Not as far as Juan, what was her name?
Wandu.
Wandu
is coming from China. Okay, so I believe I mentioned Joshua Burka, Jungmin Choi, and Wandu. Then the next three of our 12 semifinalists include Ari Evan. Ari is a cellist. He hails from New York City, but currently studying right now at Northwestern University. We mentioned Leah Ferguson in another context, but Leah is a violist, and she's returning to compete again this time. Leah is currently a student at the Cleveland Institute of Music. And then a violinist Ariel Horowitz. She is 16 years old, and she's attending Indiana University's Jacobs School of Music right now.
Fantastic. Well, I think we are about to wrap up our coverage of the preview, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to add any last thought.
I have one little story to tell, and that is I'm a Rotarian, and one of our finalists performed at Rotary Club, as they do every year, and every year the same reaction. You must keep in mind Rotarians are from all walks, and many non-musicians in that group. When that person finishes playing, it's like hooting, hollering, yelling, and screaming in applause and jumping to their feet. It does not take a trained musician to know how superior these kids are. That's my story. It's just the wow factor. I started with it. I'm ending with it.
Thank you, Chris. Renata?
It's this community in Kalamazoo is most incredibly rich community in all the arts that we have. I think we're just incredibly fortunate. And there's so many events going on that we sometimes, it's so hard to make room for everything going on. But I would say this one is one of the most inspired, because it's from young musicians, young artists, our future. So I would really, future of music and future in general, those are very smart people. So I love community to support and this event, because I think we all would benefit from how inspirational that is. than that day is.
Well, that's well put. Margaret?
And I just hope that everybody comes out to experience this firsthand. Don't take our word for it. Come out and hear these exciting young artists, see all of these factions of our community coming together to create something very, very special, and see what sets Kalamazoo apart. And I guarantee that if you can take part in some or all of it, you will not be disappointed. You'll go away with an enriched experience, and hopefully you'll be here in part of our audience in the years to come.
Times, tickets, schedules, names of finalists, all available at stolberg.org. And Margaret, Renata, and Chris, thank you so much for sharing your time with me this morning and talking about the Stolberg competition.
Thank you
for having us.
Well, I'm going to end with the gold medal performance of 2011, which was a cellist named Austin Huntington playing music of Dvorak.